Hello and welcome to the Office Dev Show, the show all about Office 365 development. And today we have an exciting show with two guests. And last week we launched file handlers into general availability.
We did.
Yay! And so today Doreen's going to tell us all about file handlers. Mm-hmm. And we also have Ken Adamson here from Smartsheet, who's going to tell us about the Smartsheet solution leveraging file handler add-ins.
It'll be great.
Yep.
Take it away. Tell us all about it.
All right. So my name is Doreen Brown. I'm a program manager in Office, and I focus on different types of extensibility throughout all of Office 365. And so what I want to show you today here is what we call the file handler add-in. Mm-hmm. And this allows you to edit, preview, open, yada, 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 third-party file types in Office. So
awesome.
When I say Office, I mean SharePoint sites, I mean OneDrive for Business, mm-hmm. and I mean Outlook Web App. So basically, if you're opening files, editing files, sending files back and forth to one another, and maybe it's a file type that we don't necessarily support in the best way, then you can make your own file type and go for it. And actually, we'll show you a great example of that with the Smartsheet app today.
Excellent.
Right. So I'm going to first go into one of our sample apps, and I'm sure you've seen this all if you've heard about the file handler before. It's our demo app for a lot of conferences and stuff. But it's what we call the GPX file app. And so a GPX file is something you can get from Strava or any kind of athletic app, where if you run with like a thing on your arm or your iPhone, you can actually get the map of where you were running.
Mm-hmm.
And so we said it would be cool, like we have a lot of runners at Microsoft, we all go on runs together. It'd be cool if we could just send the maps back and forth of where we're running so that we could plan out a run and go after work or something like that, So what I have here is just my OneDrive.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a bunch of files here that should probably have looked at before going on camera. nothing illegal in here. I demoed before. We're good. Here I've got this afternoon run app, right? So it's got, this is a GPX file. Normally, if you went today without acquiring this GPX app, you would just see more of this icon right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you don't really know what it is. But what we've done is in the app, we've said, here's this pinpoint icon.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put it in here. Like, here's this endpoint that you get this file or get this icon. Right? And so I can actually click on this afternoon run, and it'll take a little while to load because that's just how this works. And it'll actually load in a Bing Maps control a run that I went on back at a conference probably October. We were in New Orleans. Right? So I ran all along the Mississippi River and around and back, and it was pretty nice.
Excellent.
Right? So,
and this is nice. It just displays right inside the browser,
exactly.
Like our Office Online files do.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So this app here doesn't actually do editing at the moment, just because we didn't need it. But you would have the option, if you so chose, to be able to place your own pinpoints, maybe edit the GPX metadata, and save all of that right back to Outlook or right back to SharePoint.
Excellent.
Yeah. So, all right. There's a couple other things here too. Like I can go and actually preview the file. Right, so this is the same app, just a different endpoint that we've prescribed to say this will look a little different because it's a preview.
Mm.
Right, so anywhere in all of these places that we show this preview, we'll show this endpoint. Right, so you get an idea of kind of what we're thinking with all of this. This here in OneDrive, right, this also works in SharePoint, and we'll show you a really cool demo of that later on. And you can see here when I email these files to myself, I get. This pinpoint. This is the same exact pinpoint that shows up in SharePoint. It's the same exact file, right?
Mm-hmm.
It just, shows up in OWA because OWA and SharePoint can read the same app, or add-in, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And we changed the name.
It's all good.
It's all good. Because we've said this is this add-in. It works in all these different locations.
Very cool.
Right.
So basically, you're giving people the ability to really leverage the files that they work with day-to-day where they're not native Office files.
Exactly.
And really create the same interaction experience that they have with Office files inside of OneDrive and OWA and everywhere that we get with Office files.
Exactly.
Very fun.
Yep.
Great. So what else?
Yeah. So next, we will actually jump right into the Smartsheet app. Smartsheet is one of our partner companies. They work with us quite a bit on kind of new features and demoing new things. And we love that we have this kind of partnership with all these different companies. Right? And so do you want to talk about a little bit of what Smartsheet does?
Sure. We're a software as a service productivity and management tool, collaboration and coordination.
Mm-hmm.
Our motto is coordinate anything. So it's basically a web-based spreadsheet on steroids.
Nice.
With sharing capabilities, and you can make project plans and just kind of do anything. I mean, I managed last spring, I went to Emerald City Comic Con, and my whole agenda I'd laid out in Smartsheet, shared it with my family. It was great.
Nice.
So, we've done a few interesting SharePoint integrations. Right here, Doreen's got, she's got it up. We have a production schedule sheet that that she'll click into. We've got redirect here.
Yep.
So that takes you to the Smartsheet app right there on the sheet.
Nice.
You see that it's pretty dense. It's a lot of information here. But maybe you don't want to share all of that information with folks that need it in SharePoint.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go back to SharePoint, one of the great things that you have here is that you can decide which columns.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. So if you go to preview on this thing, you'll see that we've cut the columns down to
nice.
Name and status. So pretty much, you know, just the facts. And it's short and sweet, you know.
Yeah, but this seems very useful to people who use Smartsheet, but also Office 365.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at ways to complement, right?
Absolutely.
And, you know, Smartsheet is very good at dealing with, you know, collaboration outside of your organization.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas SharePoint is kind of, you know, ground truth for documents and schedules and everything. And, you know, the target here is groups that need to collaborate outside of their org but don't necessarily want to punch a hole into their SharePoint site, right?
Absolutely.
So they can bring data back in to SharePoint that really lives in Smartsheet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting that you said that this data lives in Smartsheet but we're just kind of showing it up in SharePoint.
Right.
Do you want to talk a little bit maybe about how you achieve that?
So we've got a couple of other things that are going on that we're working on, but
mm-hmm.
As far as just how we would get the file in here, we're looking at a ribbon add-in, you know, button basically connect to Smartsheet. I actually did a demo for WPC a couple months back that demonstrated that. We're going to eventually roll that into this,
mm-hmm.
And you'll see that. The other way is through list integration. So we're looking at the ability to, right here in the preview,
mm-hmm.
Allow you to import.
Oh, wow.
And so basically whoever created this file,
mm-hmm.
it's actually metadata, it's a bunch of JSON. Whoever created this file, they cut the sheet down to the columns that I want, and they institute a filter. So it could actually be not just filtered horizontally, but also this way, right? And if you like that sheet and you want to bring it in
mm-hmm.
to perhaps look at it with Power Pivot or, you know, one of the great analytic tools,
yeah.
you can just hit import and it'll slurp all of that information right into a SharePoint list, and then it's in the SharePoint world and you can do everything that can do with SharePoint. So you've got a ton of different ways to slice and dice that data, mix it up, and further down the road, we're thinking about sync,
uh-huh.
you know, live sync between the two products. Mm-hmm. So this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Excellent. That's excellent.
But it's a good start.
And so we can look forward to that maybe in the fall or spring?
Probably spring.
Spring?
Yeah.
Great.
That's great news.
Yep.
Yeah. This is really cool. I like how you can take your Smartsheet data and import it right into SharePoint. I also like that this app, because you've built it for SharePoint, also works in your mail too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Can we see that?
Yeah, we can totally see that. So here we have just a quick email. Just, you know, here's the Smartsheet I was talking about at this meeting. Same app, right? But
mm-hmm.
because you've sent it via email, it actually shows up right in Outlook web app, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so we can just click into it here.
I see that you've got our Smartsheet Outlook add-in.
We do.
Very good.
Very cool, right? This will take a little while. There we go.
A few of them.
Yeah, so it's the same. This is exactly the same preview that we showed mm-hmm. in the SharePoint piece, right? You get all the names and just some basic facts about the sheet, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, this is great that it really does provide a very synonymous experience as you get with native Office files. This is fabulous.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what we're looking for. You know.
Very awesome.
Yeah. How long do you think it took you to work on this app? Was it difficult?
No, not really. I think probably the newest thing for me was, I would say, the interaction with SharePoint, as far as getting access tokens. Mm-hmm. That was, you know, not exactly a head scratcher, but, you know, I had to pay real close attention to the demo code.
Yeah.
But I'd say total time, probably 2-3 days.
Oh, that's wow. Not bad, yeah.
You know, and, you know, the last day was all just UI polish. Mm. I mean, it was dev art up until about midnight last night.
Well, I'm glad you were able to get it done for us. That's so cool.
Yeah, this is great.
And I'm looking forward to seeing it probably in the Office store at some point, maybe fall, spring time frame.
Yeah,
so
pretty soon, I think. Yeah. We've got a pretty significant list of scenarios that we're working on, and this one is right near the top. So I think that we're going to try to kick them out pretty rapid progression. But I would say in the next, you know, 6 to 8 months, there should be some things starting to show up.
Excellent.
That's so cool.
That's really good to hear.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Well, thank you both so much. This is great. And I look forward to other folks building file handler add-ins, just like Smartsheet did.
Yep.
And thank you for being here today and showing us stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Be sure to check out the dev.office.com blogs and read all about the file handler add-in and capabilities. And as always, happy coding.